Something touched his skin. Wallace recoiled, but then realized it was a hand. A gloved hand. Leather or rubber. Cold but malleable.
Please, don't,
he blubbed. The gloved hand grabbed his arm and held it firm. He felt movement in between his wrists, and his arms were suddenly free. His bonds had been cut. Relief beyond any he had ever experienced rushed through him as the man cut the ties that had bound his legs.
Thank you. Thank you,
Wallace croaked. He didn't care who the man was or why he had felt the need to punish him. Wallace would forgive him. He had come face to face with his own mortality, and it had taught him many valuable lessons. Get a chain for your door, Wallace thought to himself as he giggled inwardly, drunk with hysterical euphoria. Don't trust strangers. Buy a dog. A big dog. He sensed movement around his head, and the blindfold fell away. Every valuable object in his luxurious flat was undisturbed. This was definitely not a robbery, but there was no sign of the practical joker.
You can lose the noose,
Wallace suggested, his confidence returning. He tried to turn his head, but the noose was pulled tight.
All right,
he cried out hoarsely. He heard the shard of doubt in his voice, and his confidence faltered. It crumbled completely when he saw something being pulled towards him. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw a black-gloved hand holding one of his kitchen chairs, the ends of the chipped wooden legs brushing the long hairs of the woven rug as they travelled the short distance to his side.
Up,
his assailant instructed, with a firm tug of the rope. The noose tightened and pressed his Adam's apple into his throat with such force that he wasn't able to talk. Every breath became a strain as he gasped for precious air. He hated his legs. He knew they were deceiving themselves because they believed there was blessed relief on the chair. Legs that could carry him 15 miles at a run were weak enough to fall for a lie. He cursed his treacherous body as it mounted the chair, the crushing noose pulling him ever higher. He looked at the weathered, pockmarked beam and regretted his decision to have it treated for woodworm even after the structural survey had found none. Wallace wished that for once he had not chased perfection. If he'd been the kind of person who'd let things slide, there was a chance that the beam would have been weakened by woodworm and that the weight of the heavy rope and his even heavier body would have brought it crashing down. With the blindfold gone, Wallace could feel tears cutting gullies down his chiselled cheeks. He was too wrapped up in the prospect of his own death to maintain the pretense that he was anything other than an abysmal failure. He'd made a living chronicling other lives, but he had done nothing with his own. He would leave the world without having made the slightest difference. His only legacy was a few photographs that would soon be lost and forgotten.